This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Monday, May 23rd, 2016. I'm Mark Belanger. Mauritania, a country of 3.5 million in Western Africa, is one of the world's leading centers of slavery. Between 10 and 20% of its population is enslaved. However, because of pressure from the international labor movement and other social justice organizations, some small steps have been taken. Just recently, the country's high court freed two anti-slavery activists from prison. Meanwhile, two slave owners were sentenced to 5 years in jail. The International Trade Union Confederation has welcomed these moves. The ITUC is the organization which represents national labor centers at the world level. Sharon Burrow, the ITUC's general secretary, said, "The ITUC welcomes this change in attitude and urges the Mauritanian government to follow through because much more needs to be done to root out the endemic scourge of slavery from Mauritanian society." The reason a little African country has been highlighted in the fight against slavery is not only because thousands of its people are being forced to work as slaves, it's because the country has been fighting to keep slavery, and this has been sending a message around the world. It was only in 2007 that Mauritania finally moved to ban the owning of slaves. The country has been at the forefront of defending slavery, citing traditional practices and economic needs. Its open acknowledgement of slavery has been helping embolden slave owners globally. Slavery is also known as forced labor. The International Labor Organization estimates that there are 21 million people trapped in forced labor around the world. The ILO is the UN agency focused on matters of work in the world. Beate Andries is the head of the ILO's Special Action Program to combat forced labor.
Forced labor is any type of work or service where people are coerced. They work under conditions that they have not freely chosen, and then they cannot leave without losing, for instance, their salary, or without being threatened, or without being restricted to actually leave the place where they are. Some people call this modern-day slavery, others call it trafficking, but it's all captured by this notion of forced labor. It also includes prostitution or forced begging. It doesn't have to be formal work. It can be any type of service. According to our most recent estimates, we think that there are about 21 million men, women and children trapped in forced labor, meaning they cannot really leave the situation. They are severely abused and exploited in different sectors. In absolute number, Asia is the region that is most affected by slavery or forced labor, in particular bonded labor. We think that more than 11 million victims are in Asia. And then Africa is another region that is very much affected, followed by Latin America, the Middle East, and industrialized countries. The main sectors are agriculture, especially in developing countries, but also in industrialized countries. We also see a lot of forced labor in domestic work or care work, in the entertainment industry, of course, in construction and in manufacturing. As a consumer, you can contribute by just asking some more questions, where your t-shirt is coming from, or under what conditions the person working, helping you in your household is actually employed. And then you can also write letters to your deputy or to the government to ask for more effective action. That has an impact as well. And finally, there are many groups, community groups, all over the world that have been created to actually take direct action to assist victims and to raise awareness. You can join these groups.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Radio Labor's newscasts are available on its website, iTunes, mobile phones, union websites, and community radio stations. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.